There's no bye week here at Niner Talk, the show that answers your questions somewhat sarcastically right here on 49ers.com. Welcome back to another episode. We haven't been canceled yet. I'm your host, Taylor Price, fresh as can be from an 11-hour trip back home from London. Ready to talk 49ers football? Let's get to your questions. Our first question comes in from TwitterKing26. What was the greatest moment from the recent trip to London? Well, there's so many to choose from, none of which will be sharing a room with Will Blackwell in Tennessee. But playing in front of 83,000 people in London was an amazing experience, almost like a European Super Bowl. Then you add in the culture and the cuisine in England. So many amazing things to eat, so many amazing places to see. But you gotta add it up, and the best part was spending time with my family. My mom and dad came out for the weekend, had a great time with the sightseeing, and to share the game with them, really a special experience. I really enjoyed myself with them, took the icing on the cake, or the bread pudding, I should say. Moving on, Jacob wants to know, who can run the fastest 40 on the offensive line? If you put a sandwich at the finish line, I think all of our guys will put in pretty solid 40 times. But the best would have to be Joe Staley. He's quick and he's witty with his comments, and he's even quicker when it comes to getting downfield and making a perimeter block for the 49ers running backs. Question 3, AD asks, when is LaMichael James going to play? Well, I think the answer is very soon. Jim Harbaugh talked about it. He said LaMichael is too good of a player not to be playing. The bye week is going to give the coaches a great chance to evaluate James and find a role for him to be incorporated on special teams and on offense. He's a great change of pace player and really works well with Kaepernick and zone read schemes. Next up, Bizarro JQ asks, it seems like we found our groove again once we went back to focusing on the running game. What are your thoughts? Well, I definitely agree. The running game allows the 49ers to do so much more on offense. Consider that the team has won 5 consecutive games, averaging 183.8 yards per game on the ground. San Francisco has scored 13 of their 15 rushing touchdowns on the ground during those 5 games. Frank Gore is absolutely crushing it right now. Second in the National Football League with 7 touchdowns, third in the league with 618 rushing yards. I think the ground game will continue to set up San Francisco for success. Look for Greg Roman to continue to pound the rock in the next 8 games. Topher checks in with a question about the bye week. What is the main focus of the team during the bye week? The biggest focus is for the young guys to take advantage of what Jim Harbaugh likes to call as opportunity practices. For the veterans, the most important thing is to rest. Let the body take time during this final 8-game stretch. Get yourself prepared for the grind of the regular season and the upcoming quest for 6. All right, Gary Smith wants to know, when's the cutoff point for buying a brick at the new stadium? Gary, the bricks are selling fast, and I suggest you visit levisstadium.com before they're all sold out. Here's a sample brick from our executive producer, Robert Alberino, who just so happens to have the last question on this week's Niner Talk. Rob says, hey, Taylor Price, where the heck is my epic slow-mo shot of the bro catching punts in London? It needs to be seen. Rob, no need to worry. Roll that super clean bro footage. See y'all in Brovember.